Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, according to a Manpower Ministry report in the middle of December, employment grew in the third quarter of this year as the economy picked up slightly, even as unemployment, including long-term unemployment, crept up. One reason is that employers are hiring more cautiously as the number of job vacancies shrank. This indicated that while more jobs were being created, some residents might be struggling to find employment as they still lack the skills needed for the new jobs.
Well, the gap between jobs and skills will widen as businesses transform in the digital economy, but Singapore must see this as an opportunity. The higher employment growth suggested that there was still some resilience in the labour market because it was growing despite economic headwinds. And people should look to keep their networks active and be active in seeking information to best navigate the digital economy, according to Mayak Perk, Chief Executive of the Institute of Human Resource Professionals. Well, we get more insights from a resident career coach, Adrian Chu, CEO of Career Agility International.
Thanks for joining us today, Adrian.
My pleasure.
Not so happy news, I suppose. What should maybe employers look out for in 2020?
Well, I think next year is going to be a difficult year because as indicators are pointing to a rather bleak economy with strong headwinds blowing against the Singapore economy in particular. So the bottom line is get ready for a rocky year in 2020. And especially if you have a job, try your best to stay in that job. Don't rock the boat. Even if you're considering joining a new company, you have to watch out to make sure that the company's fundamentals are strong because they might have to reduce headcount. So just next year, general strategy is hunker down, try to stay alive, try to ride out the storm of 2020, because I think in 2021, the year after, should be a much better year because I think the overall global economy is going to be rough for a while, but it's going to pick up probably in 2021.
Eventually, type of thing.
Yeah, it should.
Well, Adrian, what should we look out for as job seekers versus job switchers versus career switchers?
Despite the doom and gloom which the market is putting out now, there are certain economies, certain sectors that are still growing. For instance, the technology sector is growing. There are certain parts of the technology sector, for instance, the fintech industries, or there are still very good startups in the market. If you're looking at the banking sector, some areas of the banking sectors are going to shrink, but there are also opportunities in banks. For instance, the new banking licenses, the online banking licenses are going to come up. So if you're in traditional banking, it might be a good time to pivot into this technology field. I think every industry, even be it logistics or healthcare, there are areas which are growing. You just need to be able to find out which areas are growing and try to pivot your way into those, because those are growth areas, which means that you will probably have better career longevity if you move there rather than be in your current jobs and stay and not evolve.
So basically kind of the same thing. Be you a job seeker, or you switching, or your career switching. What do you think, though, is the one must do?
Well, I think you have to get your career strategy done right, because if you are a career switcher, then that involves different types of strategies. For instance, you need to find out where your markets are, whether it's feasible or viable. For instance, this morning I was talking to someone and she wanted to switch careers into coaching, but she didn't have any credentials at all. So you have to be realistic if you're a career switching. But if you're a job hunter, then you have to be very focused on networking and understanding where the job opportunities are. So you have to figure out exactly whether you're a switcher, you're a hunter, an accelerator, and you try the right strategies for each and not get mixed up.
Well, the MOM talks about a skills gap. Which skills are lacking right now, Adrian, and should we just go and get them?
Spray and pray type technique, right? Make it the skill and then go and do where the hot jobs are.
Different industries, different sectors have got different skill requirements. It's just a matter of going out there, talking to people in the market to find out what exactly are the gaps. And networking to find out where the market needs are is really important. But there are certain general skills which are still quite good in demand. For instance, like analytics, you don't have to be a technology person to know that data analytics is going to be a big thing. So if you're in HR, then see how is HR analytics coming in. Even if you're in finance, you know, what are the trends in finance with regards to analytics as well. So look for the trends, and in terms of that, see what are the skills required to support those trends.
We're speaking with Adrian Chu, who's CEO of Career Agility International. So what are the hot skills right now, you think? We hear a lot about soft skills.
Technical skills are definitely in demand right now. And it's interesting. One of the biggest things right now, for instance, in technology is cloud, data analytics. These are very short supply. What we're also seeing is people with very specific skills, like if you're in healthcare, in terms of pharmaceutical, there are certain skills which are, like, for instance, outcomes research, very specific things which there's always a demand for. So it's difficult to put a finger on exactly what and where. My advice is you have to go to the market, whichever industry you're in, to learn and find out where the demand is coming from. In fact, if you can catch a headhunter and talk to them, they probably are at the forefront of knowing where the demand for skills are.
Mm. In the year 2020, Adrian, which would be the hotter sectors that you would recommend?
If you are younger and have a higher risk appetite, I would actually recommend the fintech or the technology sectors. I think they are the disruptive technologies. That's where the growth is. But, you know, there are always traditional industries which are always in demand. For instance, education, if you're looking at hospitality, there's also growth areas there as well. But interestingly, we are seeing a lot of senior folks who have a lot of experience who are moving more towards the education business, education in terms of training and development of the younger staff. So we see a lot of HR folks who are pretty senior and they want to do a downshift. They are moving into HR training and providing, just sharing the knowledge. So what we believe is education sector is something that's good to move into and it's always growing.
So in general, in the jobs market, what might the trends be in 2020? More joining the gig economy, maybe? More forced to take career breaks, maybe?
We do foresee an uptick in retrenchment exercises going on in 2020. We're hoping not to see it, but we do anticipate it happening. So that's something that's going to affect. But overall, yeah, we hope not to see too many people going into the gig economy because, as we mentioned the last time, you know, there's a lot of underemployment in there. We do see, as I said earlier, different pockets of different sectors that are growing. Yes, you just need to figure out which ones are growing and to jump into those spaces and not stagnate in where you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, across the Asia-Pacific region, Adrian, the average real salary increase forecast at 3.2% is significantly higher than the global average of 1.4%, attributable to the low inflation and rising productivity in many Asian economies. So how Singaporeans can stay competitive relative to the rest of Asia rising then?
Very good question. One of the most important things we Singaporeans need to realize is that the people in the region are hungrier than sometimes we are ourselves. So we got to stay hungry, you got to stay focused on training and retraining and reskilling. There are lots of good training programs out there, especially those that are sponsored and carried out by SkillsFuture Singapore. So jump into the website, have a look, you know, what are the certain areas we can do. Even if you don't want to look at SkillsFuture, there are fantastic online courses like at Coursera or those online Udemy. In order to stay sharp, in order to stay ahead of the competition, one of the key things is basically skills retraining. And especially if you have not had any recent training, our advice is to stay competitive, retrain. Because I'm interviewing candidates who are from Asia, and they are good. Even the young Vietnamese programmers out there now, they are almost world-class, and it's scary because they are a fraction of what we are costing, our young graduates are costing over here. Do realize that you're not competing against your other folks in Singapore as well. You're competing with people who are across the pond, across the causeway. So be mindful of that and keep upgrading your skills.
Adrian Chu, CEO of Career Agility International, thank you very much for your time and thank you for coming on Money FM 89.3.
Most welcome. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.